Now that the Senate has passed its version of a tax cut plan, the process of hammering out a compromise with the House of Representatives can begin. The Senate version, passed last night largely along party lines, would trim taxes by an estimated $350 billion over the next 10 years, far less than the cuts approved by the House. In order to accomplish all this cutting, while staying within the $350 billion cap, the Senate had to find some offsets, otherwise known as tax increases. And so, the proposal to make one group of Americans, those working overseas, pay more. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
It's a case of robbing Peter to pay Paul. That's how many Americans working abroad see the plan. The government wants to hit them up for more taxes as a way to offset the cuts the rest of the taxpayers will get. It's a nightmare, says Mark Bartolina, an aid worker with the International Rescue Committee. His group has about 1,000 employees posted overseas, and he says most can afford to live abroad only because Uncle Sam has, until now, given them a break on personal income tax.
Most of them are young, they have master's degrees, and they have student loans. And for mid-level staff, our salaries are low. They're in the low to mid-30s. And in order for them to pay off their loans and to survive on that kind of a salary, this tax exemption is absolutely critical to them.
Especially since many Americans working abroad must pay income taxes to their host country. Lee Gribble, who runs his own defense consulting company in Kuwait, has moved his family there. He's depending on the long-held tax benefit that makes the first $80,000 of his income each year tax-free. Gribble explains he pays business taxes to the Kuwait government, but he's not eligible for many of its services.
Our kids have to go to the private school. The Kuwaiti government won't educate foreign students. So I'm spending about $13,000 a year just to, you know, have my daughter in second grade and my son in kindergarten.
Gribble traveled to the States this week to get some business done, but says he spent most of the time lobbying lawmakers to change their minds. He insists he's not making a stink about the proposal to end the tax benefit just because it'll cost him personally. He argues the last thing the government should do is end a tax credit that has encouraged Americans to set up shop and promote American products abroad.
If I'm running a project in Kuwait and I need to get cars for the guys that are on the ground coming in to complete the work, I'm going to, you know, be looking at U.S. cars because those are the ones I'm most familiar with and the ones I trust the most.
It may sound like a leap to assume that the more Americans abroad, the more trade in American products. But John Castellana, president of the Business Roundtable, says it's a fair assumption. He points to a Commerce Department report that estimates that for every $1 billion of U.S. goods and services sold abroad, 17,000 jobs at home are sustained. Castellana argues that ending the overseas tax credit runs counter to the president's goal of economic growth and job creation.
By eliminating the credit, you make it more expensive for a U.S. citizen to work in a foreign country. You make it more expensive for U.S. companies to have their people working in a foreign country, and therefore you make us less competitive.
Wait a minute, says Keith Ashdown of the group Taxpayers for Common Sense. He argues the tax credit mostly benefits big multinational corporations who can get away with paying employees less while they're working abroad. He says it may not be true for an aid worker making $30,000 a year, but for corporate employees, many still see lots of perks.
It's just understood that if you're part of one of these multinational companies that you're going to do some time in a foreign country, we believe that this has just become an employment subsidy for corporations.
The provision to end the tax benefit for overseas workers will likely be defeated during final congressional negotiations. Without other offsets to turn to, many in Congress are questioning how the government will afford this tax cut without exploding the deficit. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.